Classics Radio, the new breed of classic rock, and the LaSalle Broadcasting Network bring you LaSalle High School Basketball. Tonight, it's the sectional final, live from the Civitas Center on the campus of Xavier University. Tip-off is just a few minutes away. To get us there, we bring you now the GCI Digital Pregame Show.
I love March. I love March Madness. It's like a natural crack, man. This is an awesome time of year.
Good evening and welcome in to LaSalle Answer Basketball here on Class X Radio, 88.9 FM and 89.1 as we get you ready for LaSalle postseason action tonight. The Lancers have invaded the Civitas Center for the sectional finals as LaSalle meets the number one seed and 20-1 Mason Comets. Hello, everybody. I'm Jeff Mossy. Alongside of me is Brett Schnieber as we get you ready for LaSalle Lancer basketball. And Brett, it's been a while since we've worked together. It's great to see you, and welcome aboard here tonight on a fun Friday night in playoff action.
Jeff, it's good to have you back on the radio side. You're used to doing the big-time end of it, WLSN, on the TV side. But, yeah, you mentioned a great night here at Civitas. You can't ask for a better doubleheader of GCL-GMC action. Following us up, you're going to have Elder and Lakota East. But kicking off the night here is going to be a great matchup. LaSalle and Mason, and a lot of wins on the court tonight.
Oh, absolutely. LaSalle comes in at 19-5 and is the fifth seed. Mason is the number one seed and sits at 20-1. LaSalle has gotten to this point in the tournament with back-to-back wins over Western Hills, 73-56, and then last night, 65-52 over the Big Blue of Hamilton. Mason is advanced here to the sectional finals with a 64-44 win also last evening against the Anderson Redskins. But, Brett, I think the big happening that has occurred for this Lancer program at this point is that Trey Krigler will not play tonight. He fell, hit his head, and it's a big loss when you lose your third leading scorer. Will not play tonight against this Mason Comet squad.
Yeah, you mentioned him being the third leading scorer. He's averaging 9 points, 2 rebounds this year, but also what he does to you is he gives you the ability to handle the ball in pressing situations. He's also a three-point threat every time he touches it. Shoots a little unorthodox of a flat shot, but what it's able to do, it's able to keep the defense honest so they can't sag off too far when LaSalle's running that Princeton offense and they're running a lot of back cuts. Somebody's going to have to step up. I imagine Joey Wenning will get a lot more minutes tonight, and I imagine Johnny McNally will be they'll probably go a little bit offense-defense, I would imagine, although Coach Fleming always substitutes offense-defense. Listening to the game last night on WMOH, the announcers couldn't keep up because it was line changes. It was 4 and 5 at a time for LaSalle, and they kept you know, they kept mentioning that, but for anybody who's a loyal Lancer fan, they know that that's just how Coach Fleming substitutes.
Yeah, you didn't see as much of it in the second half as he really went with that core group of starters. And I had a feeling tonight he's going to shorten that bench even more, playing this Mason Comet team that has just had an unbelievable season, a school record for 20 wins, probably, arguably, their best team in the history of that school, and have come in rolling. They average beating teams by an average score of 67-43.
I mean, when you really think about what they've done, 67-43, 20, you know, average beating teams by 24 points, it was something to, as I was doing game prep and I started rolling down through the scores and I'm like, blowout, blowout, blowout. It was one after another. And as I started jotting down a few notes, they've only played two close games throughout the year. That being they beat Princeton back in January. I think it was 62-61. And then 2 weeks ago on a Friday night in the game that basically decided the GMC, they lost in overtime to Lakota East, who made a couple buzzer beaters to secure the win. But I think that's going to be a very interesting part of the game tonight is if it's a close game, LaSalle has a lot of experience this year playing in some of those close games in the GCL. Will Mason be there in the end, and how will they react at the end in the final minutes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think another interesting note on this game is both of these teams playing less than 24 hours after finishing last night's game because the inclement weather. They did not play Wednesday night. They played Thursday night. LaSalle over at Lakota West. Mason played over at Hamilton. LaSalle has played back-to-back games five times this year. They've gone 3-2 in those five back-to-back games. Mason has not played one since 2013.
Wow.
And I wonder if that has any role or any, you know, if LaSalle's got a little bit of advantage having done this so many times this year.
Well, you know, unfortunately, when you think back to LaSalle, when they had to play back-to-back nights and they played on Saturday night against Walnut Hills, they struggled to make a shot. Maybe they had heavy legs. I don't know. But that came after a very tough matchup in the GCL on the previous Friday night. So it'll be interesting to see how Mason responds. We know how LaSalle's going to respond. They've done it before. They understand how to help their bodies recover. I'm sure Coach Fleming, you know, made, and Dan Forkum told them everything they needed to know to get their bodies back up in shape. But Mason, this is something different for them. It's almost kind of like you're getting back to the AAU schedule where you play a lot of games in a short amount of time, but they haven't done that. Obviously, that goes back to the summer, so we'll see. You know, it's definitely going to be something to look at.
Guys, I can only imagine how difficult it might be to prepare for this game because with a playoff game being postponed till last night, it was win to get in tonight. I know that even putting together the broadcast for today in 24 hours was a little bit stressful. So, but while we have the microphone here, I'd like to say hi to all the guys on Kairos 86 on their way back from Dayton on the bus listening to us right here on Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock. Jeff, Brett?
I think that includes the Grand Poobah himself. Isn't it Barrett Cohen on that bus?
Yes, he is.
And I think the big Grand Poobah, Greg Tankersley.
Oh, they,
so he's on there, too.
Both
so.
Of them on the yeah. big bus.
Is there a bus big enough for those
Sitzing.
Two?
Probably not.
They had to split them up and put them on two buses.
I'm sure they
there's
did.
Not a, there's not a bus big enough for those two egos, that's for sure.
LaSalle and Mason meeting in the sectional finals. These two teams played last year in the sectional finals. And LaSalle blew out the Mason Comets 65-48. LaSalle actually trailed in this game at halftime 28-26 and then absolutely steamrolled the Comets in the second half, outscoring them 39-20, going on to that 17-point lead. And Jeremy Larkin had a big game for the Lancers last year. He hit 18 points. C.J. Fleming just had four in that matchup. As the Lancers went on to that big victory last year at this time, LaSalle, you know, brings back, of course, just two starters from that team that played in that sectional final with Jeremy Larkin and C.J. Fleming, while Mason, on the other hand, also comes back with just two starters from that team last year in Cameron Armanino and Rodney Hutchinson Jr. So both teams lost three starters off that team from last year, but it's interesting that you get the same sectional matchup two straight years.
Yeah, LaSalle's, the makeup of LaSalle's team is totally different. That's obviously the team that we follow the closest and we know the most about. When you really look at them, you know, Dante Bikes has played a little bit as a sophomore, played more as a junior, and now all of a sudden, you know, he's playing a lot more minutes. Joe Hartman was a freshman last year. He wasn't even on the varsity team, so he's in there getting a lot more minutes. Nick Watson's a guy who's really stepped up. And, you know, I was looking at the stats. Nick's only averaging about 2 points and two rebounds, but he's kind of one of those glue guys that a lot of coaches like to talk about. You know, you watch as it's gone along. His confidence has just really, really improved. So, you know, you can basically throw everything out from last year because it's going to be a totally different night tonight.
Absolutely. A early start here at 6 o'clock. Is the crowd is just starting to fill in. We're expecting a big crowd, and that was the reason I was given that they moved this game down here, which was originally scheduled to be out at Lakota West. Instead, this game is being down here at Cintas Center, a place where LaSalle plays pretty much every year and is very familiar with the surroundings.
Well, I was thinking, you know, the last two games I've called down here, and I've seen the last three, and those have been losses too, to Trotwood, to Walnut, and to Fairfield. LaSalle needs to break that streak tonight.
It was a one-point loss last year to the Trotwood-Madison Rams. Well, we are going to have our national anthem coming up as we get you ready for sectional final action here. LaSalle and Mason doing battle down here at the Cintas Center. Here is the national anthem. moments away. Stay with us. Take a quick timeout and come back with all the action. You're listening to Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock.
Hard work, a commitment to academic excellence, and high expectations on and off the field. I am Jeremy Larkin, class of 2016, and those are just a few of many reasons why I chose LaSalle High School. Take the time to visit LaSalle and learn what I already know. LaSalle is a family, a brotherhood, a place where your son will be welcome and challenged. Go to futurelancer.com for more information. Parents, do your homework and learn how LaSalle is crafting brilliant young minds. Go Lancers!
The award-winning LaSalle Drama Department's next full production is Rebel Without a Cause, the story of a troubled teen based on the 1955 movie starring James Dean and Natalie Wood. Make sure to mark your calendars for March 21st through March 23rd. Tickets go on sale soon. Monitor the LaSalle High School website and social media feeds for more information.
Listening to Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock, and the LaSalle Broadcasting Network.
Back here at the Cintas Center, Jeff Bossy, Brent Schneber, alongside executive producer Mike Nye, statistician Lou Eichel, to get you ready for sectional final action, the Lancers and the Mason Comets. And Brett has got the starting lineups.
Here we go, Jeff, for the Mason Comets. A 6'4 sophomore, number 22, Matt King. A 6'3 junior, number 24, Kyle Lamott, comes in averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds. A 6'1 senior, number 32, Michael Beebe. And at forward, a 6'3 senior, their leading scorer, number 33, Cameron Arminio, who comes in averaging 13 points and 4 boards. And rounding out the starters for the Mason Comets, a 6'6 senior, number 42, Rodney Hutchinson Jr., coming in 6 points, 3 rebounds. And what's interesting, he's 6'6 dude, but he's made 17 of 43 3-point attempts tonight.
That's not this year. That's not something you normally see.
No, not at all. Not at all. For the Lancers, a little bit of a change. Obviously, we mentioned that Trey Krigler's out after an injury last night. Johnny McNally will be taking his place. Your other normal starters, Jeremy Larkin, Nick Watson, Joe Hartman, and C.J. Fleming. Here's the tip, Jeff. Let's roll.
We are ready to go. Here's sectional final action, the matchup most folks expected. We're underway here as the Lancers gain the opening tap. They come out in the red uniforms with the red shorts. Mason comes out in white uniforms, trimmed in green. C.J. Fleming on the baseline, a floater up, no good. Fight for the rebound, comes back outside to Johnny McNally, and the Lancers will start their offense. Larkin in the corner to Nick Watson, back up top to Jeremy Larkin. Hands it off to C.J. Fleming as the Lancers run their typical Princeton-style weave outside the three-point line. Nick Watson hands it back to C.J. Back out to Johnny McNally and the patient offense by this Lancer team. Ball knocked away by Matt King. Slides on his backside. No call is made, and laying it up and in on the other end is Rodney Hutchinson Jr.
A little bit of a lazy pass there by LaSalle. Jeremy kind of lost it, and then Hutchinson was able to dive on it. I'm surprised they didn't call a travel there as they slid about 8 feet in front of us.
Well, he did. I mean, it looked like he was in Crisco there as far as he went there. Three-pointer by C.J. Fleming off the side rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Cameron Arminino. Mason with an early 2-0 lead here, 6:44 left in the first quarter.
So both teams playing very tough, up in your face, man-to-man defense.
Outside holding the ball is Rodney Hutchinson, hits it over to Matt King. King throws it inside to Kyle Lamott, almost knocked away by C.J. Fleming, and they will reset their offense. Lancers playing that traditional sticky man-to-man defense. Outside, a long short three-pointer by Arminino, no good. Rebound to C.J. Fleming.
Mason's running your typical flex offense with a lot of down cuts and then cut from each from one block to the other.
Backdoor cut as C.J. stops from about 8 foot out and puts it in. And the Lancers have tied it at two as we're 2 minutes in to this first quarter. And Said, Brett, the interesting thing is with this game is the Lancer went right after Mason in the bracket. You know, Mason was on the board first.
Yep.
LaSalle said, hey, we're coming after you. And that is this matchup, number one and number five. Inside is getting free away from Ryan Watson.
They're running that flex cut along the baseline. That's twice Nick Watson's got lost his man. He's just kind of standing there in the middle of the lane, and, you know, he's got to anticipate that flex cut along the baseline.
Well, Lancers have given up two hoops, and they've both been layups. And, you know, Coach Fleming is not happy with that.
No. Well, the one's on the fast break after the turnover. So, I mean, you got basically two very easy transitions.
You can't do this with a team that's already scoring 67 a game. You don't need to give them any easy hoops. Nick Watson outside a three-point line. Back over to in the corner, Johnny McNally. He drives, kicks it back outside. CJ dribbling outside the three-point line. Hands it back off to Johnny McNally. Makes a move into the lane. Baseline to Joe Hartman, and they'll kick it back outside and restart this offense. Patient as always.
You know, Jeff, you always mention about when LaSalle scores 50 points, that's kind of the magic number. I don't know if they want to get up into the 65-70 range, but if they can keep it in the 50 to 55, that's where they want to play.
That is that magical number. 68-3 over the last six-plus years if they hit 50-plus points. Ball is stolen away on the other end, and Mason has gained possession. So 4-2, 4:20 left as these two teams trying to feel each other out here early on here at the Cintas Center. A shot just inside the three-point line by big Rodney Hutchinson. And he's 6'8", and he's got great touch on that shot.
Yeah, he's the one I mentioned before. You know, he's made 17 threes. That was about a 2.5-point shot because he was awfully close. I think he might have been standing on the standing on the line. He was that close.
Yeah, two turnovers have led to two Comet baskets. Kagan Hudson has checked into the game along with number 35, Dante Bikes. Hudson left open from the corner. Three ball, no good. Rebound comes down to Jeremy Larkin, and he lays it up and in.
It's a great effort by Dante Bikes to fight a Mason Comet for the ball, and it landed right in Jeremy's hands, and he was able to lay it up.
6-4. Little over halfway through this first quarter. C.J. Fleming almost stealing the ball away from Kyle Lamont. Gets it over to Carmen Amarine Armor. Menino, I'll get that out right at some
look,
point.
He doesn't look Italian. I
he
will
doesn't
say that.
Look like that, but that name's hard to spit out.
Yep.
Kyle Lamont, top of the key, spins in on McNally, fires it back out for three, and there is Cameron Armenino hits his 47th three of the season. He shoots 48% from behind a three-point arc.
Yeah, he can flat out stroke it. LaSalle's got to extend their defense to get a high hand on him. They cannot allow him to shoot get open looks all night
he
like that.
He is their best player. 9-4. Dante Bikes goes down to lay one-hander. Shot no good, and the rebound scooped away by Rodney Hutchinson. And here come the Comets the other way. This is a very balanced Mason team with three guys scoring in double figures leading the way on this Comet team. They've got three subs waiting to check in. Going baseline and being fouled is Matt King, and the whistle will go on Dante Bikes.
You know, you mentioned off air we were talking. We talked about last night how there were,
Forty-three fouls called.
And Dante had three in the first quarter. So he just picks up one right there. He's got to move his feet, and he's got to anticipate that they're going to drive. He's long enough to get a high hand up. You can't get beat off the dribble like that.
Ball inbounded to number 20, Blake Benjamin, who lays it up and in. And Mason has suddenly sprinted out to an 11-4 lead with 2:20 left in the first quarter. Nice inbounds play by the Comets.
It's another example of Dante couldn't get overly aggressive because of the fact that he doesn't want to get in foul trouble.
And he was in foul trouble early in that second half last night, had four fouls and sat on the bench for a good part of that fourth quarter. Jeremy Larkin, the corner, up top for CJ for three. It rims out. Ball is batted out of bounds. Last touch by Larkin. And the Comets get the possession with 2 minutes left.
That was a deep one by CJ. He shot that thing from the right wing. He might have been about 22 and a half, 23 feet, but it wasn't off very far. We know about CJ. He's not afraid to shoot.
Subs coming in left and right for the Lancers. Now on the court for the Lancers, number is Nick Watson, Damique Brandon, C.J. Fleming, Chad Sider, and Joe Hartman. So answers going deep into their bench early on here in this contest. Outside to the newest Comet on the floor, Spencer Klein. They throw it back in inside. Nice in passing, low block to low block. And being fouled and heading to the line is number 50, Spencer Klein. And he'll be there shooting a pair.
Spencer Klein, a 6'8 junior, averaging 7 points and three rebounds. He doesn't play a ton of minutes. I was looking, he's only averaging 12 minutes a game. But at the same time, he's also scoring seven a game. They did not hesitate at all to post him up, especially when he got caught on the switch there.
Mason shooting 83% here early on. And
yep.
Unfortunately, Brett, they've had a lot of close, easy looks early in this game.
Well, when you're shooting the ball from 3 feet, no wonder you got such a high shooting percentage. This year they're shooting 49% as a team.
Yeah, that's
field goal percentage.
That's off the charts.
Yeah,
good. It's 12-4. Minute and a half left, first quarter here. Lancers need some offense. Jeremy Larkin, baseline runner. It trickles out, no good. Matt King with a rebound for the Comets.
Well, Sal's shot at least three or maybe four runners that I've seen so far, and they're close, but, you know, against the height, I know that's one thing Coach Fleming teaches his guys against height. You got to be able to shoot those runners.
They get it inside to number 50, Spencer Klein. Turnaround shot, air ball, but in there getting the rebound, shot missed. That was Blake Benjamin, and the Lancers clear away the rebound. Joey Wenning now into the game. Baseline to Johnny McNally, and he travels.
He caught the ball down in the left corner, and he had an open shot to the lane. I think he got so excited that he was going to get a layup that he just got his feet moving before the ball.
Both teams are putting subs in at a rapid pace on both sides as both teams play a lot of guys as the Lancers have reset their lineup with Dante Bikes, Johnny McNally, Joey Wenning, C.J. Fleming, and Jeremy Larkin. Kyle Lamont outside the three-point line over to Matt King. Back up top to Cameron Armanino. Lamont goes around Johnny McNally and lays it up and in. And Mason right now blowing out the Lancers in this first quarter, 14-4.
No help side defense on that last one. He went straight to the basket and beat Johnny, and there was no help defense there.
Lancers going to hold for the final shot of this first quarter, down to 15 seconds and counting. Jeremy Larkin dribbling outside, being guarded by Kyle Lamont. He will go around the defender, throws it out to Joey Wenning, fires up a three, no good. Rebound comes down to the Comets. They'll fire it down the other end, and that will bring us to the end of quarter number one. And it's been all Comets as they lead the Lancers 14-4. We'll take a timeout and come back with second quarter action. You're listening to LaSalle Lancer Basketball here on Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock.
I'm Dr. Bob Berger. We at Beacon want the best for our hometown and our community, and we are committed in orthopedic and sports medicine care. Be it east or west, Northern Kentucky or Southeast Indiana, our team of specialists at Beacon are honored to be a part of the tradition that makes our hometown special. BeaconOrtho.com.
Work out anytime 24/7 as a gym on the west side offering cardio equipment, strength training, weights, tanning, and hydro massage. Full locker and shower facilities, plus personal training and nutritional products. Memberships are available with complete pricing available at workoutanytime.com. Questions? Their number is 481-8746.
Lancers roll deep on Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock, and the LaSalle Broadcasting Network.
Back here at the Cintas Center. And it has been an ugly first quarter for your LaSalle Lancers. They trail Mason 14-4. Five different Comets have already scored for this Mason team. And Brett, this Lancer team just needs to settle down and make a few shots.
Yeah, they need exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. They need to make shots. They've shot a couple of those runners. Joey Wenning's missed a three. CJ's missed a three. Keegan Hudson's missed a three.
Eddie Puisis working in the corner against Kagan Hudson. He fires up a three, air ball, and the ball is corralled by Dante Bikes, and the Lancers bring it the other way.
I also think LaSalle needs to attack the rim a little bit. They're settling for too many shots out wide. Go to the hole.
Dante Bikes shoots a three ball from the corner. That's an air ball. That's a shot he shouldn't be shooting.
Nope.
Dante, just a 28% three-point shooter.
I don't think that's the best shot that they can get in a possession. I think Coach Fleming will say the same thing.
Boy, that was a quick shot. Yep. Rodney Hutchins, yep, Jr., I thought, is being guarded by Kagan Hudson right now. Wow. They're going to have to switch that off.
Yep.
Hutchinson stands 6'8", and he's still inside. Cameron Armanino over inside now to Hutchinson, and the help comes as coming from the backside, knocking the ball out of bounds, was C.J. Fleming.
Yeah, I said it about 15 seconds earlier. I said, C.J., you got to help, you got to help, because Hutchinson, who's about 6'7", he was posting up Kagan, who's about 5'2".
Yeah. Inbound the ball. Jeremy got a hand on it. Three-pointer up and good by Kyle Lamont. That's just his 16th three of the season, and the Lancers now facing a 17-4 deficit.
Yeah, Lamont's a 57% field goal shooter. Think about that.
Jeremy Larkin's shot is swatted away and out of bounds. And a foul is called. Boy, I did not see a
foul in that corner. That ball about got thrown into the tunnel down here at the side underneath the windows.
But I think that should show you how tentative the Lancers had been taking the ball to basket. That's just the first foul called on Mason. Yep. LaSalle's just settling for way too many jump shots.
Well, I think Jeremy will learn right there that if Mason's going to be that overly aggressive and they're going to go after the block, he needs to be able to shot fake and then go by them. He's quick enough to do that.
Jeremy misses the first and makes the second. 6:39 left, second quarter. It's Mason 17, LaSalle 5. As the Lancers have gotten off to a slow start on the offensive side of the board.
Kind of resembles the Moeller game that they played at LaSalle when LaSalle couldn't buy a bucket early in the game.
Boy, you can't. Cameron Armanino gets loose. He hits a right elbow jumper. And the Lancers are going to call a timeout. They trail 19-4 with 6:20 left in the first half. And Brett, it's been way too easy for Mason scoring on their end.
Yeah, you're not seeing anybody from LaSalle chesting up anybody from Mason. I mean, they're allowing them to catch the ball basically between the top of the key and the free throw line, somewhere in that 16 to 19 foot range, and just square up and shoot it. It's almost like they're sagging off of them so that they can help when Kagan's in there because they're afraid of him getting posted up. And then also when they're running the flex cut along the baseline, LaSalle needs to just say, forget it. We're going to go back to what we do instead of sagging and helping. And we're going to go man on man, and it's me against you, and if you're better than us, but we're going to get in your shorts.
And they're going to have to make that adjustment because right now what they're doing now is not working.
No, it is not. That's an understatement.
This is a Mason team that can put up points. They've scored 60 or more points in all but two games this season. Jeremy Larkin goes around the corner, throws it down baseline to Johnny McNally. Has his ball deflected, it ends up in the hands of Dante Bikes.
But what was the difference there? Johnny McNally attacked the rim. Dante was hanging out on the block. Somehow the ball ended up Dante's hands, and he laid it in. It's a lot easier to shoot from 2 feet than 22 feet.
Cameron Armanino loses the ball. Ball rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Armanino. And the Lancers force a rare Comet turnover. This is a Mason team that takes very good care of the ball. They only averaged 9 turnovers a game.
Did you notice a little bit of difference in the intensity there on the defensive end of the floor for the Lancers?
19-7, Mason leading the Lancers. 5.5 left here in the second quarter. Kagan Hudson hands it off to Larkin. Outside to Joey Wenning, who just checked in the game. Dante Bikes, the spin move, throws up a wild shot off the glass and in. But
he attacked the rim.
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
He's attacking the rim. We're not settling for 22-footers. They're shooting the ball from inside the paint.
I think I'd like a little bit less of a circus shot than that, but they're going to the hole. It went in. 19-9, the Lancers. Down 10.
Look at the difference here in LaSalle's feet. Just watch their feet. Look how fast they're moving now on defense as opposed to before where they were just kind of standing around.
Matt King being guarded closely by C.J. Fleming, and they're going to get C.J. on a reach-in foul. That'll be his first and the team's third.
You know, we talked earlier about playing back-to-back nights. I think LaSalle might have had a little bit of a hangover from last night, and it sometimes takes a little bit. It's an early game, 6 o'clock game. You're not used to playing this early after being in school. So they had to get going a little bit quicker.
They leave Armenino wide open, and he knocks down yet another three-pointer, second of the game.
10 points for him.
Dante Bikes inside, shot no good from the middle of the lane, and a foul will be called on Jeremy Larkin reaching in on Cameron Armenino.
They called it on Dante. Dante with a push from behind, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry, you were right. Yeah, Larkin was right in that area as well, and Dante right now has been the most aggressive lancer out there.
Yep. Yep.
And he now exits the game with two fouls, and the Lancers trailing 22-9. I think Mason's showing why they're the number one seed. They finished the year as the second-ranked team in the Inquirer poll and ranked sixth in the state.
Not to cut you off, I think if I'm Coach Fleming, I'll get Johnny McNally back in the game, and I say, you guard number 33. Well,
Coach Fleming was just over there giving the entire bench his opinion.
Yeah.
To meet Brandon into the game, he gets a steal, and the Lancers come down the other end. There's C.J. Fleming, a three, and that rims out. Got a good look, but it came out, and Mason limits the Lancers to just one shot. Inside to number 20, that is Blake Benjamin. He misses the layup. The Lancers down the other way. Jeremy Larkin goes the basket off the glass and in.
They have to attack the rim. It's the only chance they have right now is they have to keep attacking the rim.
22-11. Armenino fakes the three, drives to the basket, and lays it up and in as he went right away from Joe Hartman, and he's going to head to the line to try to finish off the traditional three-point play.
Telling you, Carmen Arminio, he is a really good player. I mean, the 10 minutes we've seen of him so far right now, he's got the total package.
First time that we saw him driving to the basket, we've seen him out there
The 10 minutes we've seen of him so far has been enough.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, he is he is a really good player. He's got the total package, that's for sure. But offensively here, being down 25-11, let's see if LaSalle can keep attacking the rim.
Armenino has outscored the Lancers 13-11. Larkin drives to the basket, lays it up and in, 25-13. And I tell you, Brett, the Masons hit a hard time when LaSalle has driven to the basket of staying in front of the Lancers heading to the hoop.
Well, they want to play man-to-man, and LaSalle says, okay, we'll just spread the floor and we'll just go one-on-one with you.
And go right around them. Inside.
Charge. It's got to be a charge.
And it will be a blocking foul called. Going to the basket was Michael Beebe.
Look at Flem giving him the stink eye over there.
And they're going to call Demeek Brandon for a block, and that was one of those, you know, block charge calls, and it goes against the Lancers. And
the last thing you want to do is put Mason on the free throw line at all. They're shooting 70% as a team coming in here. That's as a team.
Coach Fleming staring at the official, could not believe that goal. Three minutes left.
Go
Mason
Jeremy.
26, LaSalle 13. LaSalle trailed at the end of the first quarter, 14-4. Brandon over in the right-hand corner is C.J. Fleming outside the three-point line. Hands it over to Brandon. He's looking inside to Dante Bikes. They'll kick it back outside to Larkin. Larkin, top of the key jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Mason.
It's almost like LaSalle's settling sometimes.
The ball is loose on the court. And Armenino picks it up after Larkin had poked it away. Kyle Lamont outside the three-point line. He's dribbling in. He loses the ball, and they're going to call a foul on Joey Wenning. They're going to say he kneed Lamont as he was driving to the basket. I thought Lamont had lost control of the ball on the baseline before any contact was made. But that will be the 17th foul called on the Lancers. There's only been one foul whistled on Mason in this first half.
That's a little bit That's obviously a discrepancy, but I don't know. Mason really hasn't gotten in the way of LaSalle at all.
Lamont misses the free throw, bikes of the rebound.
CJ's bleeding here. Let's hope the rest don't see it during this offensive possession.
Brandon throws in the corner outside to CJ, fakes the three. Larkin drives to the basket. A one-handed runner goes down.
CJ dove after that loose ball on the floor, yep. And that's probably where he got whatever's going on.
Yep.
26-15, under two to play here at the Cintas Center. Sectional final action. The Lancers looking to upset the number one seed at Mason Comets, and they trail by 11 at the moment. And they're doing it without one of their starters, Trey Krigler, who is out with a head injury from last night. Lamont, top of the key. He drives to the basket and runs over C.J. Fleming, and a charge will be called on Kyle Lamont.
Good thing about that right there was that it wasn't that anybody was playing help side defense. CJ just anticipated the drive, planted his feet, and let him run him over. So you're looking at more, I guess you could say, intense defense, more aggressive defense by LaSalle, and it's obviously paying off here.
Lancers so far have been outscored by a point in this second quarter as Mason has increased that lead to 11. But you know, you're used to seeing the Lancers giving up just 43 points a game, as they are right now attending to Ryan Fleming and his C.J. Fleming. Ryan's sitting a couple rows behind us.
Yeah, he is. How many times have you done that this year?
Oh, man.
Last 2 years.
Oh. I don't know if you noticed, but Jordan Thompson, for the first time all year that I've seen, is sitting on the bench.
He's actually on the bench at the Elder game over at the pit.
Was he?
Yeah, he was sitting there that night. And I think the kids like having him around. He's been practicing with them a little bit, giving more of an inside presence. Just, you know, teams like this, the further you get in the tournament, you're going to see bigger teams with bigger physical guys. And Jordan's a little bit healthier now. His knees are feeling better. So he's in there practicing and giving Joe Hartman somebody to bang against.
Yeah, that's a guy to bang against.
It's got to be a block.
Yeah, that is a foul there on number 32, Michael Beebe, as Jeremy Larkin was going up for a left elbow jumper. He is fouled and will go to the line shooting two.
You know, you look at some coaches. Everybody in the arena saw Jeremy Larkin get hit on the arm as he was shooting. But Mason's coach, who's standing 20 feet away, there's no way it was a foul, according to him. There's another coach on the east side that complains about fouls, too, who will remain nameless at this point.
Jeremy Larkin's leading the way with 9 points, and he misses both free throws. Boy, you can't be missing free throws in this game trying to come back on this team. Larkin is all over Poises, and the ball stolen away by Brandon. Goes down the other way, and he misses the layup, but he is fouled and will go to the line shooting two. The sophomore off the bench who was playing and starting early in the season for the football players came back. Then they moved him down the JV team, and he has come back and on the roster here as the playoffs have started.
Well, we tried to talk here a little bit as he knocked down the first free throw. We were talking at the beginning of the broadcast about who would pick up the minutes for Trey Krigler being out with an injury, and he's done a nice job here.
Brandon makes one out of two as the Lancers are not helping themselves at the line.
No, they're not.
They trail by 10, a minute left here in this first half. Matt King outside the three-point line, throws it over to Puises. Puises, a lefty from the top of the key, no good. And Joe Hartman skies above everyone for the rebound.
Nice job of Joe using his body there.
Jeremy Larkin shot in between three Mason Comet defenders, and Joe Hartman comes away with a rebound. 40 seconds to go, first half, and the Lancers have a chance to make it a single-digit deficit.
Ooh.
Looks like LaSalle may try to hold for this final shot.
I think they should make sure it is the final shot. You don't want to allow Mason to get a chance to throw up a three here at the end.
On the court for the Lancers, Johnny McNally, Demeek Brandon, C.J. Fleming, Joe Hartman, and Jeremy Larkin. And we have not seen C.J. or Jeremy leave this court, and I don't think we're going to in this game.
No.
Down to 7 seconds. Hartman's got it right elbow. CJ over to McNally. He fires up a three from 25 feet away. No good, but Jeremy Larkin lays it up and in at the buzzer, and it is good. And the Lancers will go in with some positive momentum as Larkin lays it up at the buzzer. We're at halftime here in the sectional final. LaSalle trailing the Mason Comets 26-18. Stay with us. We'll have halftime, our halftime stats, and get you ready for second half action as you're listening to LaSalle Lancer Basketball on Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock.
LaSalle High School was founded by the Archdiocese of Cincinnati in conjunction with the Religious Order of the Christian Brothers. The Christian Brothers were founded by St. John Baptist de La Salle, who is the patron saint of teachers in the Roman Catholic Church. The Christian Brothers provide education in grades kindergarten through 12 and specialized education services to more students than any other religious order in the United States and around the world, with 850,000 students, 84,000 educators, and 1,000 ministries in over 80 countries. LaSallean Education, transforming lives since 1680.
Hard work, a commitment to academic excellence, and high expectations on and off the field. I am Jeremy Larkin, class of 2016, and those are just few of many reasons why I chose LaSalle High School. Take the time to visit LaSalle and learn what I already know. LaSalle is a family, a brotherhood, a place where your son will be welcome and challenged. Go to futurelancer.com for more information. Parents, do your homework and learn how LaSalle is crafting brilliant young minds. Go Lancers!
Here we are at Cincinnati. Lancers roll deep. Yay! Live action!
Thanks for listening to the first half of tonight's LaSalle High School basketball game. Now stay tuned. Coming up next, the Red Squirrel Halftime Show on the LaSalle Broadcasting Network. At Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock.
We're back here at the Cintas Center. Jeff Bossy alongside of Brett Schneber, and it's been a entertaining first half. The Lancers trailing the Mason Comets 26-18. And Brett, it's been one of those things where LaSalle, I think, as we were talking off the air, I think, really is a more athletic team that can really drive the ball to the basket. And once they start doing that and not taking set jump shots,
yep,
the offense completely changed.
Well, we mentioned that right at the end of the first quarter. We noticed that LaSalle, you know, they were settling. I think in the first quarter they had cranked up at least 4 3-pointers, didn't find money on any of them. Then all of a sudden, once they realized Dante Bikes drove to the basket, Jeremy Larkin drove to the basket. And once they started attacking the rim, the guy that's got to get on track for that or untracked is CJ. Does CJ have a point yet?
CJ, I think, only got 2 points in that first half. It's basically been the Jeremy Larkin show.
Yep.
Jeremy's got 11 points in that first
18.
Half. CJ's got 2. Dante Bikes with 4. And Demeek Brandon's got 1.
Yep.
As they're about ready to bring us some first half stats, but it really, they've got to get CJ Fleming going, especially with not having that third scorer in Trey Krigler playing tonight.
As you look over those stats for just a moment, you know, I'd like to point out that this game is by no means out of the Lancers' reach. Keep in mind that LaSalle and Coach Fleming pride themselves, and more than once he said, We're gonna take it to any team that's not in the GCL, and we're gonna, you know, if we're in a game, our conditioning is gonna beat you, and they take great pride in that. So we're gonna find out, you know, all year long. We talked about this before the game off air, that Mason has not played any GCL teams. We have very few common opponents, so we have very little to judge what this team's actual capabilities are. But if it comes down to conditioning, it's gonna start to show itself about halfway through the third quarter.
Yeah, and I tell you, Mike, you make a good point there, because that is what happened to Hamilton last night. They got to about 2 minutes into that fourth quarter and just ran out of gas. And this is, you know, one of those things. LaSalle played 10 guys in that first half. You look at it, Mason played 8. And you take a look at some of these first half stats, and the ones that just jump off the page for you is Mason just shooting lights out. They are 10 of 16.
Yep.
From the field, shooting 62%, 3 of 5 behind the three-point line. They were 3 of 6 at the free throw line. But the one guy that hurt them was Cameron Armanino with 13 18 first half points, 5 of 6 from the field, 2 of 3 from behind the 3-point line. Nobody else in double figures from Mason. Their second highest scorer then was Kyle Lamont with 5 points. And it was just a matter of fact that they've got to find Armenino, and I think that's going to be a guy that you're going to see Jeremy Larkin on a lot in that
second half. Between Jeremy and Johnny McNally both, I mean, kind of the defensive stoppers for them. Here's another thing that jumps out. When you look at the actual minutes played, Mason's starters played 13, 12, 12, 16, and 10. LaSalle had two guys in double-digit minutes, that being CJ and Jeremy, and we know as long as they don't get in foul trouble, they never come off the floor anyway.
So
all of a sudden now, when you start looking at LaSalle's distribution of minutes, 5, 5, 6, 9, 16, then you go 7, 7. Chance Cedar was in there for, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds, and then Dante Bikes was in there for 9 until he picked up a second foul. So with Dante only having two fouls, being able to play 9 minutes, let's hope he can stay, you know, out of foul trouble the second half, because he's an offensive threat, and they're going to need points to be able to score. He struggles a little bit defensively, but at the same time, sometimes you have to give and take offense and defense. So to me, and Mike mentioned it before, I think conditioning is going to be a big-time factor here.
For the Lancers, Jeremy Larkin had 11 points. Dante Bikes was 4. C.J. Fleming had 2. Demeek Brandon had 1. The Lancers shoot just 8 of 20 for 40%, but the big numbers that stick out, 0 of 6 from behind that 3-point line, just 2 of 6 at the free throw line, and those numbers have got to, they've got to hit a couple threes to really get this thing going. And I think that might be an area where you're missing Trey, because Trey was one of your better three-point shooters that you don't have. But I think this approach offensively has got to be in this second half of attacking the basket like you did in that second quarter. And because I think Mason right now athletically struggles to keep them in front of you.
You look at the height that the Mason Comets possess.
They're huge inside.
They're six. I mean, basically their starters are 6'4", 6'3", 6'1", 6'3", and then they bring in, then they also go 6'6", 6'8". Those guys right there, they're longer striders. They're not as quick a foot. So I think LaSalle has quicker athletes, and it's like you said, they need to be able to put the ball on the floor and take them off the dribble.
We're going to take a timeout and come back, and we'll be ready for second half action as the Lancers are looking to come back to win their fifth sectional in the past 6 years. And to do that, they got to overcome a 26-18 halftime deficit. As you're listening to LaSalle Lancer Basketball on Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock.
The award-winning LaSalle Drama Department's next full production is Rebel Without a Cause, the story of a troubled teen based on the 1955 movie starring James Dean and Natalie Wood. Make sure to mark your calendars for March 21st through March 23rd. Tickets go on sale soon. Monitor the LaSalle High School website and social media feeds for more information.
I love March. I love March Madness. It's like a natural crack, man. This is an awesome time of year.
Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock, and the LaSalle Broadcasting Network, the number one high school sports network.
Back here at the Cinta Center, the Lancers tonight with a victory. Would be the sixth time in the last 7 years, Brett, that they have won 20 games in a season.
Wow. We said coming in here tonight, these two teams playing, that's a lot of wins. But, you know, kind of the gold standard across the state of Ohio are that, you know, a couple of teams in the GCL, and you look over the last 10 years and maybe six last 7 years, you look at what LaSalle's done, you also look at what Moeller's done and the amount of wins that they've been able to rack up. LaSalle needs to keep it going if they want to reach that again.
The winner of this game will play in the district finals next Saturday at UD Arena against the winner of tomorrow night's game up at Centerville High School between the number 3 seed Springfield Wildcats and the number 10 seeded Lebanon Warriors. And that game would be next Saturday at a time yet to be determined.
Yep. C.J. Fleming bringing the ball here, getting ready to start the second half.
He's bandaged up.
Inbound on the ball. He's got a little bit of that conform tape around his elbow. He's also got around his knees. He's been on the floor, I think, more than anybody tonight. So we need to keep him healthy.
On the floor for the Lancers, it's C.J. Fleming, Kagan Hudson, Dante Bikes, Jeremy Larkin, and Nick Watson. For Mason, it's Kyle Lamont, Matt King, Rodney Hutchinson Jr., Carmen Armanino, and Michael Beebe. So Mason comes out with her starting five, and the Lancers have got a little different combination out there. As the ball was thrown away, a jump ball would give the ball to the Comets as Kagan Hudson was trying to hit CJ on a backdoor cut.
Yeah, Flem calls that play charger right there where CJ lines up on the right wing. Kagan comes in from the left side, brings it across the point, tries to throw a backdoor bounce pass in the lane, and Mason was able to intercept it.
Michael Beebe over to Matt King. King being closely guarded by CJ Fleming. Top of the key to Hutchinson, out to Lamont. Down on the baseline to Beebe. He's double-teamed. Tosses it back out. Armanino, a long three. And, man, he can miss a shot. Boy, the ball was knocked out of the hands of C.J. Fleming, and Mason retains possession.
C.J. and Dante were both fighting over the ball on the same team.
So Armanino is being guarded now by Jeremy Larkin, and I think that's the matchup that you're going to see a lot here in the second half.
The problem will be if CJ gets caught on
call is Matt King was holding the ball outside. Give credit to Nick Watson for closely guarding the sophomore sensation for the Comets.
Guys, keep an eye on the footing tonight. We've seen a lot of guys falling down. We've seen a lot of guys sliding, too. Their shoes don't seem to be sticking to this floor, so they can't do the cuts that they want to cut.
Yep.
CJ Fleming. Just 2 points. He leads the GCL in scoring at 16.5 points a game. They got to get him going. CJ with a jumper from 10 feet out. No good. Jeremy Larkin gets the rebound, flips it to CJ, and he misses from 3 feet away, a one-handed jumper.
Yeah, he
and
is.
Right now, CJ is struggling, and they got to get his head back in this game. They need him in the second half.
Got to keep shooting. He's just got to keep shooting. He's got he's struggling right now. What is he, 1 of 7, I think? He's just got to keep shooting the ball.
Yeah. CJ with his head down. Larkin went over there and coached him up a little bit. Now the coach is coaching him up a little bit.
You are right. 1 of 7 from the field in that first half.
Jeremy showing great effort on the defensive end right there. He stole the rebound away from Mason. He was down on his knees when he got the ball. I thought he was going to flip it up from down on the floor. He happened to see CJ cutting, and then CJ wasn't able to convert. But ball came off the rim. Jeremy fought for it again, and now LaSalle gets it out underneath their own basket.
Lancers a 30-second timeout. We should talk about the career leader in steals in the history of the GCL. We're watching him tonight, Jeremy Larkin, coming in with over 200 steals, and he's still got another year to play next season. CJ inbounds the ball to Jeremy Larkin. Larkin will go back and retain it over the half-court line.
Chin. We're looking for chin here, so you're looking for a backdoor cut.
Kagan Hudson outside the three-point line. Hands it back off to Larkin. Larkin, that right-hand corner, dribbles it back up top, and the Lancers will reset their offense. Larkin over to Watson. Watson top of the key. Dante Bikes goes to the basket and lays it up and in. A nice aggressive move by the senior forward.
Jeremy Larkin has a nice ability to turn the corner at the top of the elbow. Once he did, they sagged off on him, and then Dante was able to get loose.
26-20, the closest the Lancers have been in a long time in this game. Hutchinson throws up a three, air ball. CJ with a rebound. Lancers looking to run. Over to Nick Watson. Comes down the lane. Shot up. No good. But a foul is called on Matt King. And Nick Watson, who has only been to the free throw line 8 times all season, will go to the line shooting two.
If you notice right there, just a little bit of difference in intensity, a little bit of difference in tempo by LaSalle. That's the first time they've pushed the ball in transition, and you get yourself to the free throw line.
Nick Watson, free throw up and good, and that's an area LaSalle struggled. Just 2 of 6 in that first half. But, Brett, all of a sudden you look up, and the Lancers have cut this lead to 5. If Nick can hit this, it's a 4-point lead for Mason, and he hits both.
It's kind of reminiscent of last night. LaSalle came out on a 7-0 run to start the second half and jumped out to a big lead and never looked back.
Yeah, and just absolutely scored 46 second-half points, the most points they'd scored all year in a half of basketball. 26-22, 5:45 left third quarter. as the Lancers are making a run here at this number one seeded Comet team. Hutchinson throws inside to Armenino. A ball stolen away by Watson, and here come the Lancers.
Kagan Hudson doing a nice job handling the ball here. He's kind of one of those glue guys.
Played a lot of minutes last night against Hamilton, more than you normally see. CJ over to Jeremy Larkin. Larkin back to Dante. Dante at the top of the key. Makes a spin move inside. Goes up and in.
And
Dante Bikes is taking the man off the dribble. He hits. The Lancers are within a pair. And Mason is calling timeout. 26-24, and the Lancer fans are roaring their approval in the background.
Guys, go ahead.
You know, Dante Bikes, the scouting report on him is once he gets in the lane, he's going to do a heck of a spin move. He's going to drop step and spin. Well, the last time down the floor, he used the spin move to get a shot. This time down the floor, he drove down the right side of the lane. He faked a spin move to his left. The whole defense jumped with him, and then he just drop stepped it right back down to the right block and laid it in and got the foul.
We're almost 3 minutes into this third quarter. Mason yet to score, and LaSalle has scored the first 6 points of this second half.
Guys, this could be on the verge of a whole new game here. We talked earlier about the conditioning, but now that the Lancers have also put on a long scoring drive without a response by Mason, we got two things going on, physical and psychological.
Yep, as Barrett and the Cowboy like to say, Mason's fans over there look like a bunch of mimes.
It is very quiet with the folks wearing green sitting across from us. Dante makes the second free throw. LaSalle within one, 26-25. Beebe outside to Lamont, top of the key. Lamont being guarded by Nick Watson. Back over to Beebe. CJ right up in his grill.
One thing LaSalle's fixed defensively is they're not getting beat on that flex cut by Mason anymore. They're sitting there, they're waiting for it to come, and they're just sagging off to it.
Matt King goes in the lane. He stops, and it's got to be 5 seconds. It'll be
a three-second
call whistle against Mason. Head coach Greg Richards of the Mason Comets doesn't agree. He's arguing with the official, but to no avail.
Too bad.
The Lancers a chance to take the lead. And at one point, we were looking at LaSalle down 11 points in that second quarter.
It was 19-4 at one point.
Oh, that's right. It was. You are correct. And they looked dead in the water at that point.
I was ready to go start the car.
LaSalle a chance to take the lead. Nick Watson, top of the key. And they got to get CJ going. He's still only got 2 points. He's got the ball outside a three-point line. He traveled and got away with
it. Yeah, he did. That's why I said, ooh.
Kagan Hudson will drop it back. He goes around his man. CJ for three.
Short.
The front rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Michael Beebe.
Keep firing him up. Keep firing him.
Beebe, the smallest starter. There's Armenino for three off the side rim, no good. Beebe with the rebound. They'll throw it out to the sophomore King. He misses. Hutchinson gets the rebound, and they're going to call a reach-in foul on number 11, Jeremy Larkin.
What? They called that a foul? Okay. Well, that's only Jeremy's first, which is that's a little shocking, actually, the way he plays defense, and I think it just shows that they're letting teams play tonight. I don't know if that was truly a reach-in. It almost looked like on the rebound it came down from Nick Watson. That's where it looked like the foul.
Hutchinson just brought the ball down the 6'6" frame, and Larkin, I thought, just took it right away from him.
Yeah, he's a big cat now.
They got a lot of big guys on this Mason team. Baseline, Matt King over to Hutchinson, and he'll lay it up and in. A nice pass from big to big on the baseline.
Nick Watson got caught on a switch
there.
How long
has it been since they scored?
Able to flare down to the block.
CJ misses again. Joe Hartman got the rebound, hit it, knocked away, and a ball comes back outside to the super soft. CJ Fleming misses again, gets his own rebound, and he is fouled and will go to the line. But it's impressive that the Lancers are this close with CJ struggling so much as he is from the field.
You would have told me CJ's 1-for-72 or whatever he is right now. And you told me that they're only down three. I would have told you you're crazy. And now he misses a free throw. Sometimes it's just one of those nights. But you know what? He is a Fleming, and Flemings like to shoot.
And missing a free throw doesn't happen often. No. CJ, an 85% free throw shooter.
Yeah.
3:28 left, third quarter. It's Mason 28, LaSalle 25, and feel confident CJ's going to knock this free throw down, and he does.
You know, it's a team game, and you look at guys who are contributing a little bit better than they normally do, and that one guy's Joe Hartman. He's in there battling for rebounds. He's got to pick up CJ a little bit. They all got to do. He's struggling.
28-26, and you want CJ just to keep shooting.
Just keep playing.
They're going to go in. I mean, he's a guy shooting 43% from the field and was the GCL player of the year.
Look at this.
Armanino over to Beebe. Lancers are swarming everywhere on defense. Dante Bikes playing nice defense there on Blake Benjamin, who just checked in, and we're going to get a foul on the baseline.
On the floor on Nick Watson.
And that will be Nick's first foul, the second team foul here in this third quarter. Mason has been whistled for three in this quarter.
If LaSalle can make Mason work that hard offensively, it's going to be in their favor.
Mason's only got 2 points in this quarter.
And LaSalle can keep that all night. And as our good friend Barrett Cohen always says, find out what your enemy doesn't like and give them more of it.
Oh, they got a reach-in foul.
Oh, that's terrible.
They had Spencer Klein doing a really slow move where he faked one way, came back the other,
and they got Jeremy Larkin on the reach.
And they got Jeremy at the second. The way he's playing tonight, he can't be in foul trouble. Left Armanino open.
Good
and
Lord.
He knocks down a three. You cannot. His third three of the game.
Yep, he can flat out stroke it.
He's been the difference maker. He's got 16 of the 31.
Doing game prep, one of the things that jumped out off the paper was, okay, 33 can really shoot. I didn't know he could shoot that well.
Wow. Kagan Hudson in the corner, outside to Larkin for three. Shot up and good. The Lancers respond right back. Dan Fleming gets a timeout. 31-29, Lancers down by two. 2:24 left, third quarter.
Jeff, thank God Jeremy Larkin showed up tonight. He's got 14 points right now. He's only got 2 fouls. He's got to make sure he stays out of foul trouble. But it's almost turned into the Armanino for Mason, Larkin for LaSalle show. It's kind of back and forth. Who made it? Jeremy Larkin made it right there. But it's a deal right here, 31-29. This is the type of game LaSalle likes to have where they can grind you down in the second half. Eventually you start turning over and you start hitting shots.
And this is a Mason team that I couldn't find in their history has ever gotten past the sectional final. Does that start to creep in the minds that this team got beat last year by 17 by LaSalle? They're the team that's the favorite. LaSalle playing the underdog role. They're the number one seed. 20-1. Their lone loss came in overtime in the last game of the season as they lost by a point to Lakota East. They were co-GMC champions. And you start to wonder, and Brett, you had brought this up before the game. They haven't played many close games.
No, and they haven't played many 32-minute games, meaning that the starters had to play the whole game. You said they're beating teams by 24 points. Well, if you're winning by 24, I guarantee your starters aren't in there the last 5-6 minutes.
Absolutely.
So how's that going to work on their legs?
Eddie Puisis is now in the game. Matt King brings it up. Demeek Brandon's checked in for the Lancers. He's out there along with Johnny McNally, who is being guarded by Benjamin, shot by Spencer Klein.
He can shoot. We said that he only plays about 10, 12 minutes a game, but he averages 7 or 8 a game.
Shoots 54%, the 6'8" junior that comes off the bench. The lead back to 4. CJ over to Jeremy Larkin. Larkin hands it off to Johnny McNally, and they'll restart the offense. Outside the 3-point line to CJ Fleming. CJ waiting for a screen. Instead, passes it back outside. Johnny McNally goes, dribbles in, and back out to Demeek Brandon. Minute 40 and counting.
Both teams playing hard man-to-man defense.
Boy,
they're not changing, have they?
It's been that way from the get-go, and that's not going to change till the end of this game. Dante Bikes hands it back off. This is Princeton-style offense. A NBA three way off by CJ, and I think that was a little bit outside of where they wanted it to be.
Yeah, it's a little bit too deep. You can't.
Matt King has it picked. Back over to Jeremy Larkin. Down under the Mason basket, lays it up and in. Jeremy Larkin, the one-man show. He's got 16.
It's nice to see Jeremy get repaid right there because he started with the backcourt pressure. They threw an ill-advised pass. CJ grabbed it and threw it ahead.
33-31, the Lancers trail by two. Spencer Klein outside the 3-point line. He'll hand it over to Eddie Puisis, the sophomore. Back out to that Kyle Lamont. being guarded by Brandon, and they're going to call a touch foul outside on Demeek Brandon. That will be his third.
Yep, four team fouls on LaSalle, three team fouls at this point for Mason. 43 seconds to go. Lancers trailing here 33-31. So see how long LaSalle can go before putting Mason in the bonus. You do not want to put them on the free throw line.
As a team, they shoot 70% from the charity stripe.
That's ridiculous.
Inside to Blake Benjamin. Benjamin in the corner for Puises for three. No good. Brandon with a rebound. The Lancers the chance to tie it or take the lead. 35 seconds left, third quarter. And LaSalle looks like they're going to hold for this final shot of the third quarter as Brandon is sitting outside and dribbling with the ball near half court.
Jeff, I'll tell you what, big-time players show up in big-time games. Tonight, that's Jeremy Larkin. I think right here at the end of this quarter with C.J. Fleming on the bench, Jeremy's going to get it here. 12
Jeremy,
seconds to go.
10 seconds. He's out at half court being guarded by Kyle Lamont. It's 7. Gets a screen from Dante Bikes. Goes through the lane. The ball's poked away. The ball's loose on the floor.
Uh-oh.
Down the other end to Lamont. He'll fire up a shot. It does not go. We go to the end of three quarters. It's Mason 33, LaSalle 31. You're listening to Lancer Basketball on Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock.
Chevy at Savings Bank provides financial tools to establish a new banking relationship, obtain a business loan, or just plan for your future. Chevy at Savings Bank has a variety of programs and services available for you, from checking accounts to mortgage loans and commercial real estate, offering services such as online banking, bill pay, and mobile banking. Cheviot Savings Bank is online at www.cheviotsavings.com and has 12 local locations throughout the tri-state.
We are LaSalle! We are LaSalle! We are LaSalle! We are LaSalle!
You're listening to Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock, and the LaSalle Broadcasting Network.
The Lancers have come to life in this second half. They outscore Mason 13-7 in this third quarter and trail 33-31. And Brett, you better buckle in. This is going to be a wild ride in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild ride, but I'll tell you what can't be wild, and that's C.J. Fleming shooting. He's got to get it on track here in this fourth quarter.
Still with just 2 points on the game, but this is a Mason team coming in averaging 67. They have 33 as we start this fourth quarter.
Well, we said that 50 points is kind of the magic number for LaSalle. If they can get close to that, I think that's going to be a nice number for
Dante
them.
Dante Bikes with a shot from the middle of the lane. Goes up and in. The Lancers have tied it at 33. Dante Bikes has got 11 points for the Lancers. He had 12 last night in the win over Hamilton.
Dante may struggle defensively, but he's not afraid to drive to the bucket.
Michael Beebe, or that's Matt King outside being guarded by CJ over to Cameron Armanino. Passed over to Lamont being guarded by Demeek Brandon. In the corner to Armanino. Down on the baseline, the Hutchinson outside for the sophomore. Matt King throws up a three. He was just 11 of 41 coming into the game.
I'll tell you what, these guys can all shoot the ball. He's their leading rebounder. So if you're a leading rebounder, you're not going to be outside the three-point arc that much. He's knocking down threes.
Takes a lot of guts for a 6'4" forward who hit 11 threes all season to make that shot. Spin move, Dante, middle of the lane. Shot rolls around and falls in. And Dante Bikes right now is unstoppable in the paint.
What did I say his signature move was?
Spin move.
If he catches it on the left, he is going to spin back to his right hand, and they should have known it was coming, but I'll tell you what he did there. He threw the little old baby hook in on that one right there.
And that's
new
what,
shot in his repertoire.
You know, is we talk about the Lancers not starting a senior. That is what senior experience can do for you when you can have a guy come off the bench and do what Dante has done for you tonight.
Yep.
Dante with, 13 points?
Brett, you said they should have known that was coming. They did. There were three guys surrounding Bikes, and he still threw it up, and it went in.
Well, what he did was he felt the pressure. He felt those guys collapse on him, but instead of dipping his shoulder and trying to drive down into the actual the restricted area circle, he just elevated straight up over the top of him. He's got such long arms, he was able to flip the wrist and get a nice soft roll.
6:46 left. Fourth quarter, it's Mason 36, LaSalle 35. One big thing to keep in mind, LaSalle, with this last timeout taken by Coach Fleming, only has one left.
Well,
in the game, Coach, Mason still has four.
Coach Fleming uses his timeouts in some of the weirdest ways. And I know Barrett and I talk about it on air sometimes. Coach Godey hates when Flem calls his timeouts after a made shot. But he does it to set up his defense.
See that a lot at the college level.
Yes.
Top of the key to Armenino. Jeremy Larkin is covering him. He goes around Larkin. Has it poked away. And the Lancers steal it away. They've got the ball and a chance to take the lead.
Let's see if they run a set play here. They just go one-on-one and throw it to Dante again.
Dante and Jeremy have done the bulk of the scoring for this Lancer team tonight.
Here it is.
Dante goes in the key outside to CJ over to D'Amique Brandon.
They're trying to get it to Dante is what they're trying to do.
Back outside to CJ being guarded by the 6'4", another sophomore, Matt King. So you have the sophomores matched up. As Mason seems to be playing a little bit more of a relaxed man-to-man. Dante again in the middle of the lane. No good. Jeremy Larkin, top of the key, rims out, and the rebound comes down to Michael Beebe.
They got the shot they wanted right there, being only down one. That was a nice elbow jumper by Jeremy Larkin. It just didn't fall.
Dante Bikes falls down, but Mason not able to take advantage. Lamont over to King. They got to stay on Cameron Armenino. He has been killing them in this game.
I don't know if we want Dante on him, though.
And we're going to get a foul on Kagan Hudson, who was trying to get position on the 6'6" senior Rodney Hutchinson Jr.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
First foul on Hudson, the 15th foul against the Lancers. Have been three fouls whistled on Mason in this second half. Joe Hartman checks back into the game for Kagan Hudson. Beebe over to Armenino. He's being guarded by Hartman. That's not a good matchup for the Lancers.
No, it's not.
Lamont open for three, rims out, and there's Hartman with a big rebound.
I'm telling you, Joe Hartman showed up, decided to play tonight.
Well, how big would be for the Lancers to get the lead on this shot here? Three-pointer no good by C.J. Fleming.
Come on, keep playing here.
The shot will not fall. Lamont comes in. He throws it away. The ball he was looking for. Matt King, who was coming down the other lane.
Yep, he tried to throw it kind of cross-court from the left wing down to the right block, and he tried a one-hand bounce pass, and he never got a grip on the ball, and it just kind of petered right out of bounds.
I think you threw a couple of those back in your day, didn't you?
Yeah, usually. I wasn't on the court enough to throw a bad pass. I was always sitting behind seeing Coach Fleminger in.
LaSalle, 1 of 10 tonight from behind the three-point line.
It's not over yet. Keep firing them.
CJ needs to keep throwing them up. I mean, he's had a tough shooting night. He's probably 1 of 15 or so by now, if not more than that.
Might be.
Just 2 points. 4.5 minutes to go.
Well, Sal's going four corners here and just trying to kill some clock, let their guys catch the breath here.
Mason is now kind of playing more relaxed man-to-man than we saw earlier in the game.
Yep. Coach Richards over there, he said, that's all right. And Carmen Armino looked at him, and he said, that's okay, let him stand there.
D'Amique Brandon is just standing, dribbling at half court, and Armenino is standing 10 feet away from him, and the clock is running, and both coaches seem to be happy with this strategy, and we're at the four-minute mark. Coach Fleming just wants D'Amique to stand there. Greg Richards, the Mason head coach, wants Cameron Armenino to stand there, and we might stand here till the final shot of the game at this rate here.
We'll be up in O'Brienville here pretty quick.
Brett, I mean, this is now Coach Fleming wants him to move here. 3:40 to play. Kagan Hudson over to C.J. Fleming. C.J. in the corner, Jeremy Larkin.
Tried to run a little flare screen for C.J. there. Mason jumped out on it.
C.J. Fleming right
dribble.
The right side. Dribbling against Matt King. Spin move, goes to the basket, shot up, no good.
Dang.
But he's going to the line, he is fouled, and a chance to give the Lancers a lead. And we're going to pause for station identification. You're listening to Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock. C.J. Fleming has tied the game. Brett, I don't remember the Lancers ever being in front in this game until right now. 37-36, the Lancers leading by one, and here come the Lancer faithful behind us making a lot of noise.
Led by Alyssa Fleming and Mr. Fleming. Boy, they're making noise, aren't they?
As Mason has scored just 10 second half points. Kyle Lamont outside the three-point line. Over to Michael Beebe. Beebe holding, looking over to Matt King. King, the sophomore, back to Lamont. Over to Beebe. To Armenino outside
hand,
that three-point line.
Get a high
line.
Hand
you
on him, Joe.
You can't let him even have the slightest bit. Armenino dribbling outside that three-point line. And he will fire it over to Lamont. Lamont goes down the
charge.
Key, runs over CJ.
Oh, my goodness.
And a blocking foul was called.
You've
on
got
CJ.
To be. Whoa. He literally, he took off from 23 feet out, went down the right side of the lane, and just put his head down. And CJ saw him coming the entire time. CJ put his hands down, covered himself up, and just let himself get run over.
Wow. 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 16 foul. They will inbound the ball. They'll be shooting on the next foul. Beebe goes in the lane, throws it back to Lamont. Lamont over to Matt King, inside to Hutchinson. Hutchinson working on Hartman, and they're going to get a foul down underneath the basket on Joe Hartman, and that will send Rodney Hutchinson, a 65% free throw shooter, to the line, shooting up 1-1. So LaSalle with a one-point lead here, Brett.
Now, Hutchinson here, a guy that you know, he's going to make these free throws. He's a good three-point shooter. I know it doesn't always translate, but, I mean, you can just tell by his stroke. He's very confident.
Really nice touch out
yep.
there.
Yep.
We're tied at 37. Hutchinson with a second free throw up, and that one also goes in. Hit the front rim, hit the backboard, and fell through the strings.
Sal doing a little offense-defense substitution here with Kagan Hudson coming in for Joe Hartman.
Jeremy Larkin kind of limping as he walked past us here at midcourt.
He's always got that limp going. That's how he lulls him to sleep in football.
38-37, Lancers trail by a point, 2:25 and counting. And
what a game, Jeff.
Boy,
what a game.
What a second half this Lancer team has played. And Coach Fleming wants CJ to stand at half court again and run some more clock.
It's a shame somebody's going to be going turning in the uniforms after tonight. Let's just hope it's not the Lancers, because you got two very good basketball
CJ
teams
here. CJ working against Matt King outside the three-point line. Goes inside, throws it in the corner to Larkin. Larkin goes into the lane, fires outside to Brandon. Brandon gives it to Dante Bikes, top of the key, working against Benjamin. Spin move in the lane, shot up, no good. Benjamin with the rebound, and a foul on Jeremy Larkin. And we're going to walk the other way and shoot free throws.
That's Jeremy's third right there, and you can't put you just can't put Mason on the line. I mean, he fouled him 92 and a half feet from their basket. It doesn't make any sense. Let him get the rebound, go down the other end, play good defense, rebound it, come back down and score.
Benjamin, a backup forward for this Mason team, 10 of 18 at the line this season. First free throw up, no good.
We know rebound who to foul now.
To Jeremy Larkin. Lancers need a good possession here. Minute 40. CJ on the baseline, double team, fires it outside to Kagan Hudson, almost taken away by Kyle Lamont.
Somebody's going to be open here because there's a lot of guys taking chances for Mason.
CJ for three, no good. Rebound to Armenino. Ball's loose. Dante Bikes got it back, lays it up and in.
Nice
Dante
job.
Dante got the loose rebound.
Nice strip by Kagan Hudson and Demeek Brandon both.
Lancers 39, Comets 38. A minute 10 left. Timeout. Mason, and this place is electric.
This is just an ugly offensive game for LaSalle in every stretch of the imagination. CJ's 1 for 97 right now. And you know, the ball's getting up on the rim. It's bouncing around. It's coming off. Mason's getting their hands on it. You got the smallest guys on the floor. You got Brandon. You got Kagan Hudson. You got Jeremy Larkin. They're in there just scrapping for the ball, knocking it loose. Dante grabs it, lays it back up and in. Yeah, and it's minute 10 to go in the game. LaSalle up 39-38. They got to get a stop here.
32 of the 39 Lancer points have come from Jeremy Larkin and Dante Bikes. They both have 16 apiece.
Somebody's got to score. I mean, when
CJ's
when CJ scores 16 and he's got, like, what, What does he have right now? Four, maybe?
CJ's got 4 points.
Yeah, 4 points.
5 points.
5 points, guys, at this point. I mean, who would ever think LaSalle would be in the game with CJ scoring five?
I mean, he did have his season low.
Probably at Moeller,
was
it?
Two against Aiken when the Lancers won 48-37 way back in December.
Guys, yep. This has me really nervous. Even though the scoreboard shows the Lancers on top 39-38, Mason has the ball. And when it's this close and this hard fought,
and you got to think it's going to go to number 33, yep, Cameron Armanino, and Jeremy Larkin right now is guarding their sharpshooter.
They got so many threats on the floor, though. Everybody has to D up.
Eddie Puice is on the baseline outside of Kyle Lamont. We're down to a minute left in the game. Demeek Brandon is guarding him outside of Matt King, outside the three-point line. Dante Bikes over to Michael Beebe, being guarded by C.J. Fleming. Beebe goes to the basket, fires in the corner to Armanino, a three, no good! Rebound comes down to C.J. Fleming. The Lancers can hold for the last shot.
Well, Mason's not going to allow him. They're not there.
And a foul, and they got fouls to give.
Yep. That's, what's that, team foul five right there?
Team foul five, foul on Michael Beebe. They get a chance they can do that one more time.
Yep.
And you might as well, if you're Mason, aggressively go for the steal.
I'd foul before the ball even comes in. I mean, if you're going to do that, maybe try to steal the first inbounds, and then if you don't get it, foul them.
Timeout, Mason. That leaves the Comets with two fouls. The Lancers have one, and LaSalle, 39. Mason 38. The Lancers trying to knock out Mason for the second straight year. Comets come in the number one seed in this tournament, the number two team in the city of Cincinnati, number six in the state, and they've won 20 of 21 games this season.
You know, it just shows that Coach Fleming's not afraid to play anybody. The way the seeding system works, you know, Mason, they get the first pick of where they want to go, you know, and they chose to take a bye the first round. They didn't want to play a first-round game. They took a bye. Coach Fleming said, we'll jump in that bracket right there. So here we go.
Mason with a foul to give. LaSalle wants the ball in the hands of C.J. Fleming. They throw it over to Kagan Hudson. Hudson back to C.J. Back over to Kagan Hudson at midcourt, over to Jeremy Larkin. Larkin over to Brandon. Down to Dante Bikes, and he is fouled as he goes to the basket. He's going to shoot two. Dante Bikes has been a better free throw shooter here the second half of the season.
But
coming into tonight, 21 of 43 for 48%.
So you're saying he's due.
First free throw up. Good!
And you know what? That's just confidence right there. I mean, this is the kind of night he's having. He's sitting there saying, hey, I'm the man tonight.
40,
give me the ball.
38.
I'll score.
He's now the leading scorer for this Lancer team with 17
points. Okay, let's talk,
points.
Jeff, let's talk strategy here real quick. If LaSalle scores and they're up three.
And let's say
the new strategy
does it.
They're up three here.
41-38.
Do you foul Mason now and put him on the line? I would foul them. Do not let Armanino shoot.
And that's who's got the ball, being guarded by Larkin. Larkin over to Lamont. Lamont outside the three-point line. 15 seconds left. Lamont hands it back to Armanino outside the three-point line.
Timeout.
Mason, 12.7 seconds left. Brett, I agree with you right
foul
now.
Foul
this team.
Foul them.
Send them to the line.
Foul them.
And the other advantage.
I know Dan Cronin's listening right now, and Dan is a huge proponent, aren't you, Dan? You're a huge proponent. You always foul up three. You put them on the line.
Especially once
and you're only shooting bonus.
And once, exactly. It's on top of that, it's a 1-1, and I think once you foul, it's going to be under 10 seconds.
Exactly. And the way these guys stroke the three, I mean, they got Lamont who can stroke it. King can stroke it. I mean, Armino, we know he can stroke it. Spencer Klein, Rodney, all of these guys can shoot threes. Once you get a nice clear opportunity to foul, don't make it obvious, don't make it intentional. Foul them, put them on the line.
But don't foul them in the process of shooting a three.
Exactly.
LaSalle has held Mason to 12 second half points.
Yep. And hey, is that conditioning? I don't know. Is that playing games on back-to-back nights? I don't know. Is that LaSalle deciding in the second half, basically second, third, and fourth quarter, that they wanted to play defense?
And this,
I think that's what it has to do with.
This place, everybody coming
it's
to their
rocking
feet
right now
here for this last 12.7 seconds left. A three-point
Yep, Flem's going to foul.
Yeah, Flem's going to foul. Give that he just told the ref to the official.
They're going to foul.
If they can get the ball in, over to the Lamont. Dante Bikes is on him. Over
foul,
to Puisis.
Foul him, foul him.
Puisis fires up a three. No good. Out of bounds. The five Lancers seconds. Have got it with 5.8 seconds left. Eddie Puisis threw up a 25-foot three-pointer and missed everything. LaSalle's inbounding the ball under the Mason basket.
CJ's got to go long. Somebody's got to go long here.
They're going to bring Dante all the way down the other end. They don't want him getting the ball. They want this ball in CJ's hands. They inbound it to Brandon, and Brandon is knocked over.
That's okay.
By
That's okay.
Armenino. It's a 1-1.
And Brandon's a good free throw
for
shooter
Demeek
anyway.
Brandon, who on the season is 5 of 8.
And I'll tell you what, Coach Godey's over there has coached him most of the year in the JV level. You know, he's got to be telling Flem, Brandon's a good free throw shooter. Let's make sure he's in the game here. He wouldn't have him in the game if he couldn't shoot free throws.
He is 1 of 2 tonight.
Yep.
And we saw Coach Fleming telling the team he wants to foul again.
Yes. He wanted to foul in the last possession. They didn't do it. They just played straight up D and ended up paying off.
First free throw up. Good! Now you don't have to worry
That's
about
right.
fouling.
Now you play defense.
Timeout, Lancers. 42-38.
Look at Munch. Munch is over there doing the Tiger Woods fist pump. You know, this has been just a great example of execution. I mean, LaSalle has done – now, we said, you know, kind of offensively it's been kind of ugly, but they've been there. They've been in there rebounding. They're not forcing shots. Dante's been catching the ball at the free throw line. He's tried to drive a couple times. He's pulled it back out. I mean, CJ, he's a shooter. He's going to keep shooting. But at the same time, this has been almost them dissecting Mason's defense to a T.
And they wanted that foul on that last possession and had some of their younger players, you know, Demeek Brandon was in that area, did not get the foul. But I tell you what, they forced a very tough shot. The sophomore, Eddie Puisis, taking a 25-foot three-pointer, and he missed the basket by 2 feet.
Yeah, it almost looked like Johnny McNally at the end of the first half when Jeremy was able to catch it and lay it in.
Brandon at the line to shoot the second one. It's up. Good. Lancers by 5 with 5 seconds left.
No fouls.
BB comes down, fires one up from...
Ball game.
Distance, it's good, but the game is over. The Lancers have come back to beat the Mason Comets 43-41. The Lancers, sectional champs yet again.
I think Coach Fleming might have had heart attack number 2 over there right there at the end. He got a big old hug from Athletic Director Dan Flynn. Frank Russo's all smiles over there, and that's just a great effort by the Lancer basketball program tonight.
The Lancers with an improbable victory coming from behind at 1 point in this first half, trailed 19-4.
So my math tells me they've outscored them 39-22 here. 39-22 as the game went along there at that point from where they were down 19-4.
What an unbelievable comeback to beat the number one seed in this tournament. What a game, what a comeback by the Lancers. We're going to take a timeout, come back, hoping they have a chance to chat with Coach Fleming, maybe a player, and look at the final stats. LaSalle defeats Mason 43-41. You're listening to Lancer Basketball on Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock.
Hard work, a commitment to academic excellence and high expectations on and off the field. I am Jeremy Larkin, class of 2016, and those are just few of many reasons why I chose LaSalle High School. Take the time to visit LaSalle and learn what I already know. LaSalle is a family, a brotherhood, a place where your son will be welcome and challenged. Go to futurelancer.com for more information. Parents, do your homework and learn how LaSalle is crafting brilliant young minds. Go Lancers.
The award-winning LaSalle Drama Department's next full production is Rebel Without a Cause, the story of a troubled teen based on the 1955 movie starring James Dean and Natalie Wood. Make sure to mark your calendars for March 21st through March 23rd. Tickets go on sale soon. Monitor the LaSalle High School website and social media feeds for more information.
The LaSalle Broadcasting Network and Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock, bring you scores, stats, comments, interviews. It's the Public House Postgame Show.
43-41, Brett, the Lancers pull out this improbable victory here tonight. They advance to the district final next Saturday at UD Arena at a time still yet to be determined against the winner of tomorrow night's game of Lebanon and Springfield. But you hold this Mason team to 41 points, who comes in averaging 67. And more amazing than that, they scored 12, count it, 12 second-half points.
Well, Jeff, you know and I know that there's a difference in the quality of defense, the type of defense that's played in the GCL. And when a team like LaSalle lines up and when they decide that they wanted to play defense, because the first half they didn't want to play. There was no intensity about them. They were just sitting there. They were getting back cut to death. They were running. Mason was just lining up. They were running a flex offense that people, you know, sixth grade teams run, and they were getting layup after layup. And once LaSalle decided they wanted to play defense, they started getting the hand up in the three-point shooters, Armino in particular, there wasn't anything that Mason could do.
Yeah, and we've seen this team, and we've talked to Coach Fleming about that they've had slow first quarter starts, but I thought tonight, when you get yourself that far behind and as efficient, as sick as Mason looked early on, it looked like the Lancers might be in for a rough night. I was wrong. They held Mason to 15 second-half points. I apologize for that. But either way, the Lancers with an outstanding second-half effort and have advanced on to the district finals, and they are going there for the fifth time in the last 6 years.
And the only time they didn't go, let's see how sharp you are, was the year they didn't go.
Lost to Fairfield. 35-30.
And I sat in this exact chair right here, and we did that game that night. If you think about it, Fairfield was a team that went to the state Final Four that year.
Yeah, they did.
So, I mean, it wasn't like they lost to a slouch that year, but when you're playing in what I call District Saturday up in Dayton. Sometimes they have it down here. Sometimes they have it at UD. It's just a special day of basketball.
Yeah,
I mean, there's five, six games all day
up
long.
There. Usually start at noon, and the last game, I think, is at 9 o'clock at night. So LaSalle might play at any point during that day.
Yeah, we just don't know.
Stay with us. You know, we'll have that time for you at some point.
Pillar to post, as Barrett would say.
Exactly. Let's take a look at the final stats for the Lancers leading the way. Senior off the bench, Dante Bikes, with 17 points, 7 of 11 for the field. He hits all three free throws, probably the most important free throws of his life that he hit down here to extend that lead. Jeremy Larkin has 16, 33 of the 43 between the two. C.J. Fleming had just 5. Nick Watson had 2. Demeek Brandon had 3. The Lancers for the game shoot 40% from the field, just 1 of 11 from behind a three-point line. Lancers are 12 of 17 from the free throw line and commit just 5 turnovers. Yeah, that's the amazing thing.
Huge.
The other big stat for me is, as big as Mason was, LaSalle finishes dead even in the rebounding total.
I mentioned it a couple times during the game. How about Joe Hartman coming in tonight, getting 5 big rebounds? And I know Joe struggled a little bit, sophomore playing varsity all year. His body's not quite ready. And he struggled a little bit against some more physical teams. But tonight, when he was called upon, he did his job, and he got in there and rebounded the basketball.
For Mason, leading the way was Cameron Armanino, who had 16 points. He only had 3 points in the second half.
Wow.
Rodney Hutchinson had 8. Kyle Lamont with 5. Blake Benjamin had 2. Matt King with 3. Michael Beebe with 4. Spencer Klein had 3. For the game, Mason shoots 51%. They were 6 of 15 from behind the three-point line, 5 of 9 from the charity stripes.
And that's you think about that, 5 of 9, they shot 55% from the charity stripe. They're a team that normally strokes at a 70% clip. So those points would have definitely made a difference there.
Well, Brett, is this one of the differences in this game? A team that starts one guy over 6'1" facing a Mason team, which I think has 5 guys over 6'4" on the roster, that and three of those five play, and LaSalle outscores the Comets in the paint 26-10.
Well, it isn't like CJ's down low posting up and you know drop stepping and spinning. It's a matter of they were attacking the rim. This guy's standing right here behind us, Dante Bikes.
I'm going to let you talk to Dante.
Holy smokes. We got Dante Bikes here with us. You know, he did a nice job.
Make sure that mic's in front of your mouth, Mike, Dante.
What's up, big fella?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight? Huh?
I'm great.
Was that the most confident you felt on the floor? It seemed to me you played with the most confidence tonight. I've seen you play all year.
Oh, my God. We was down, and I had to attack them. I just said attack, play. I was confident in myself. I had a lot of emotion in my system in the first half. I just calmed down, and I just played hard as I can.
You seem to be the most of a threat when you're playing with your back to the rim at the free throw line, and then when you catch it there, you immediately square up. I know Coach Fleming works on that in practice, but you've kind of taken that game to a new level. When you square up, what is your first thought when you turn around 15 feet and you're facing the defense?
Stare at their feet? Yeah. Just I wonder which way they go. They want me to go. I'm going to go anyway. They want me to go left. I'm going to go left. I'm going to spin right. My baby hook. That's the signature. So they want me to go left. I'm going to go left. Baby hook. They want me to go right. I might fade away. I don't know. Pass the ball. But I was just confident in myself. They was laying back. So they wanted to shoot the ball. I had to take it in. So I took it in.
Hey, Dante. One time we were watching you and the comment was made. It was when you were in the lane and you had three Mason defenders around you. And the comment was made here, well, they should have known that was coming. Well, they did know it was coming, and they were all around you. You still did the spin move and put the ball in the basket. Very impressive, young man.
Thank you.
Obviously, C.J. Fleming struggled a little bit tonight shooting the rock. What did you guys as teammates tell C.J.? What did you tell each other when it was obvious that his shots weren't falling?
We were just playing. We just played through it. Coach Fleming said play through it. We was just playing through it. That's all we did. C.J. knew he was off. He was still shooting shots. You know, do what he had to do. He made free throws. Everyone made free throws. He was pretty good at the free throw line. Jeremy missed a couple, but we were pretty good at the free throw line. We had to attack him. We had to play defense. We struggled in the first half in defense.
It almost looked like there was a little bit of a letdown from last night's game. You guys were a little bit slow getting started. And we could just sit here at one point at the beginning of the second quarter. You talk about staring at somebody's feet. All of a sudden, beginning the second quarter, I told Jeff Bossy, I said, watch LaSalle's feet. Watch how much faster they're moving on the defensive end. And when you guys decided that you wanted to crank it up defensively, they struggled to score at that point, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
You look at the one stat that really jumps out, and I don't know if you're going to understand this when you just look at it real quick. Points in the paint. What does that say right there? How many LaSalle score to paint tonight?
26.
How many Mason score?
10.
You guys don't have a bunch of 6'8 guys that can post up, do you?
No, sir.
So what do you attribute that to?
I don't know what to say.
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. It's you guys deciding to attack the rim, you and Jeremy, attacking the rim, going to the basket. Instead of settling for 21-footers, you guys decided to attack the rim. And you know where you got some of your points now? You may not even realize it. How many times did
second chance
baskets when the smallest guys on the floor, D'Amique, Kagan, Jeremy, stripping the hands out of Mason, and all of a sudden somehow they ended up in Dante Bikes' hands? What's up with that?
I don't know. We keep fighting. That's all we do. Just fight.
Fight through it, don't you?
If
you guys could have a motto for this postseason run, it's almost going to have to be fight through it, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Telling you, it was fun to watch you tonight. The confidence that you've shown as you've developed, and I've been to practice a few times this year, watching you when you get rolling in practice, and all of a sudden it's like your chest gets bigger. Those feet of yours that are kind of those toes are pointing out to the side, they start moving a little bit straighter. You start running a little bit faster. You start jumping a little bit higher, and you start shooting it a lot better. Congratulations, young man. That was a nice
Thank
night
you.
Tonight.
I appreciate it so much.
You got it, brother.
Yes,
you got it. Great week of practice this week. Districts
yes,
next week.
Yes,
okay, let's do it. So with that right there, LaSalle knocks off the number one seed, Mason Comets, and we mentioned it on air. Coach Fleming's not afraid to play anybody, and as Coach Fleming's coming up right now, I'm going to let Jeff talk to him. They do their customary 29-minute interview, that's for sure. So here's Coach Fleming.
Lancers 43, Mason 41. Coach Fleming joining us now. And Coach, I tell you what, the groceries were good tonight in the kitchen, as you always talk about.
You know, just sometimes you just got to say, all right, how tough are we going to be? How bad do we want to win? And just got to figure out as we're on the fly. Nothing we did well tonight. Nothing worked. Our defense did pick up the second half, but just a total group effort. Dante Bice came up big for us. Jeremy kept us in the game early. CJ had one of his poor nights tonight, and you know, he just got to overcome it sometimes. Just the way it is, you know, and just got to figure out a way, somehow, some way.
Well, and you guys did this, you know, 1 point trailing 19-4, and I was starting to think, my gosh, this could be 80-16, and they're going to be carrying you out here on a stretcher here if this continues at this rate. But it seemed like you guys at that point in that second quarter, a lot more being able to beat your guys off the dribble offensively and get around that defender. You know, gave you some looks going to the basket, and then Dante and Jeremy really got hot from the field.
Yeah, they, you know, with the one thing we did talk about halftime, I think we figured out how to play against them the last 4 minutes of the second quarter. That was our best part of the first half. The first 12 minutes, we were horrible. And the rest of the time, we actually attacked and played, made a couple shots, et cetera, et cetera. So we said, we got to do that more. And knock on wood, we've been coming out in the third quarter playing much better than we played in the first half. And we got right back into the game. I think we even tied it, or I think we just tied it. So we come out playing and doing our thing. And once we got, and then we matched, they had to now make some big shots and do some big things, et cetera, et cetera, which they haven't been used to this year because they've been blowing people out and everything. So I was just really pleased. I thought Demeek Brandon helped us out, played pretty well, et cetera. So it was a good effort by our guys tonight.
Coach, you said that you've been playing better in the third quarter. Now, what do you attribute that to? Do you think you guys are coming out playing better? It's no secret that you value your conditioning and that you will put your team's conditioning up against any opponent that you play, especially ones not from the GCL, because they all know. They all know what you're going to bring. Do you think it's that you're playing that much better in the third quarter, or do you think that conditioning's starting to show and the other team can't keep up?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. I think you're right on the conditioning side. I think you're right on the other team is getting a little tired. You know, I think sometimes the other team forgets that, you know, we are built on being tough. And I don't care how bad it is, we are going to keep fighting. You can't break us. You might beat us, but you're not breaking our spirit. We're not giving in mentally. We are going to come out and fight and fight and fight. And once we took the fight to them, then they were back on their heels. They were feeling good the first half. They just ran around, shooting the ball, laying it in. Everything was good. Second half. You know, and I knew it was getting better because all of their fans, especially their parents, were out there just crying. Hand check, hand. That's a good thing. I didn't hear a word the first half, you know. So I think it's a combination. And, once we got going, once we figured out where their weakness was, we figured out that Dante could take the middle guy. We were pretty good to go then.
I tell you what, the stats really jumps off the page when you look at this. You guys outscore Mason 26-10 in the paint. Is that something that you thought coming in that you'd be able to do?
Not really. We actually thought we could guard them on the perimeter, which obviously I was wrong about that. They were hitting threes and hitting pull-ups on us. But, it was overall pretty good. We have gotten to the basket a little bit better. We haven't settled for threes all night long and everything. Tonight we only took 11, which for us is not a very big number. So, we don't turn the ball over much. I don't know. The tough guys won tonight. The tougher guys won.
Just that second half effort. I mean, you hold a team that comes in averaging 67 points a game. You hold them to 41. You do what you do to everybody else in 15 second half points.
Yeah, they had a three at the buzzer, so they really only had 38. You know, and nobody guards like we do. Nobody. No, Mueller's close, but nobody guards like we do. When you play us, it's a whole different animal. And once again, like you're saying, they're ready early, but then it keeps wearing on you and wearing on you and wearing you on. Next thing you know, we catch a little run, get a turnover, get a steal, got a couple easy baskets.
Your defense was very fun to watch the second half because you could almost see, you know, you were in everywhere they wanted to be. There was already a Lancer standing
right,
there.
Right.
And it almost looked like it got frustrating for them when they were trying to do whatever they were trying to do. And we were sitting over here, and I looked at the guys and said, they don't know. Our guys can do this all night.
Even that over at Elder with you know, playing two overtimes, we're still out there guarding, still out there fighting. We might lose, and we will lose, but we will never give in. We will never cave in to the other team. We could get beat by them, but I was just so pleased. I almost brought me to tears after the game. And I don't cry like won the state or whatever. It's whatever. But it's the effort that you saw and the toughness that you saw, that's who we are. We're not very good. We're just not that good. But daggone are we tough, and do we got a lot of fight in us. So,
Coach, it's unbelievable, and it's hard to believe when you look at this team. You guys are going to the district finals and sitting at 20-5.
Crazy.
And for most of the season, haven't had a senior in your starting lineup.
Right. It's just crazy. I'm so pleased with them. They have come so far, worked so hard, believe in each other. It's just really been a joy to see. Really been a joy.
Coach, you move on to the district finals next week. You play the winner of Lebanon and Springfield up at UD Arena.
Right.
And, you know, a place that you've played over the years. And have you seen either one of the teams?
We actually got a break the other night when we got canceled. The Dayton schools, because the snow didn't get up that far, they went ahead and played. So we went up and saw Lebanon for a half, then went up and saw the whole game against Springfield. So we got a pretty good feel for them. We'll go back tomorrow and see them tomorrow, and then we just got to get ready to go. We're not changing. This will shock you. We're not changing. We're going to do the exact same thing. And if they can beat us at it, then we'll go shake their hand. No big deal.
Coach, congratulations. I think this is one of your best coaching jobs ever from what you've done with this group. And it's just a pleasure to sit over here and watch it. And from what you did to pull this out tonight, just unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a total group effort. I'm really pleased with our boys. Really enjoyed the effort they put forth. And we've had a lot of great wins, a lot of great teams. But like you said, this team has been pretty special for overcoming what they've had to overcome and everything. It's been pretty good.
Man, it's hard to believe when your son has a rare off night, and for every, you know, to be picked up by other guys and to win this game and beat the number one seed was unbelievable. Coach, I'll let you go.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. Head coach Dan Fleming, as the Lancers have knocked off the number one seed at Mason Comets, 43-41. And this Lancer ride continues on, and Brett, as you heard Coach Fleming say, it's toughness and it's defense, and that's the staple of LaSalle basketball.
You know, the one thing is I was standing there listening right there at the end, just listening to him say, you know, he almost cried at the end of the game. He doesn't get emotional about much. I've been in those situations a couple times as a coach, and there's sometimes after a game that you can just tell that your guys left it all out. For me on the football field, for him on the, you know, his guys on the basketball court, and you're just so proud of guys because people don't understand the amount of time, the amount of effort, the amount of just dedication that Coach Fleming has, his players have, and when to see it all come together and knock off a number one seed like they did tonight, you know, he made a great point, and you made a great point of they only scored 15 in the second half, and they hit a three at the buzzer, a running three-pointer at the buzzer, 12 points in the second half. I mean, if you take away that three, I know it's going to go in the record books and everything.
That's why I kept saying 12.
12 points. I mean, to do that, to take what they work on in the gymnasium all spring, all summer, and then on a week-to-week basis and implement the game plan that this coaching staff puts together, I mean, it's like you just said. We got canceled Wednesday night. He and his coaches hop in the car, and they drive up to Dayton, and they go watch Lebanon and Springfield play.
That's what it takes. Commitment.
That is total commitment, and that's what this program's all about. That's why, you know, Coach Fleming's won so many games, and that's why, you know, they're going back to the district finals next Saturday.
Win number 407 for Coach Fleming tonight. His 400th win as a LaSalle head coach here tonight, and they couldn't have done it in any better fashion. We want to thank everybody on the staff here tonight for doing a wonderful job as executive producer Mike Nye, for our statistician Lou Eichold, for Joe Coney, running the board back at the Class X studios. For my partner Brett Schneber, I'm Jeff Bossy. We'll be on the air, I'm sure. Somebody will be up for doing this game next Saturday up in Dayton. Stay tuned to all the different feeds to get your LaSalle information to find out what time that game will be at. And the action will be right here on Class X Radio next Saturday from UD Arena against either Springfield or Lebanon. For my partner Brett Schneber, I'm Jeff Bossy. Once again, LaSalle with a 43-41 victory over the Mason Comets. And as always, we appreciate you listening to LaSalle Answer Basketball on Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock.
You are listening to Lancer Baseball on WLSN Radio. We've got the best announcers in high school baseball. And we've got Barrett Cohen and Greg Tankersley. On WLSN.
LaSalle High School Basketball is a presentation of the LaSalle Broadcasting Network and Class X Radio, the new breed of classic rock.